The Woman in White by Wilkie Collins. Copyright Burlington Books 2001. Chapter 1. A Mysterious Meeting. This story will be told by more than one witness, to present the truth and to uncover a crime against an innocent woman. Walter Hartwright begins the story.
The time has come for me to tell the mysterious story that was to change my life forever. My name is Walter Hartwright, and I'm a 28-year-old art teacher. My story begins on the last day of July in 1849. I'd gone to visit my mother, and when I rang the doorbell, my Italian friend, Professor Pesca, opened the door. Pesca teaches languages. For many years he taught in Italy, but he had to leave the country for political reasons, and he has always refused to tell anyone what those reasons were. Pesca considers himself in debt to me because I once saved his life. He swore that he would find a way to repay me, so he always helps me any way he can. My mother, who has become fond of Pesca, often invites him to visit her. Pesca was very excited. He showed me a letter from the head of a wealthy family in Cumberland, in the north of England. "I teach languages at the home of a family in London," he said. "The owner of the house asked me to find an art teacher for a friend who lives in Cumberland. He gave me this letter from his friend. I thought of you, Walter. You're the best art teacher in the world." I read the letter. "My dear friend, I am looking for an art teacher for my two nieces. Can you recommend someone to me? The teacher can live here at Limeridge House, and I will pay him well. Yours faithfully, Frederick Fairley." I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't want to move to the north of England, but I needed the money. "I'll think about it," I said.
"What do you mean, think about it?" exclaimed my mother. "This is a wonderful opportunity." "The country air will be good for your health," said Pesca.
"Very well," I said. "I'll accept the job." 5 days later, I returned to my mother's house to say goodbye. I stayed for a long time, and I didn't leave the house until almost midnight. On the way home, I walked slowly, admiring the full moon in the dark blue sky. Suddenly, a hand touched my shoulder from behind me. I turned round, startled. A woman stood next to me. She was dressed in white from head to foot.
"Is this the way to Regent's Park?" she asked.
The woman was slim and had fair hair. I looked at her nervous young face, and I thought it strange that she was out alone so late at night.
"Yes," I replied, "this is the way to Regent's Park."
The woman looked around nervously. "Can I trust you?" she said. "I need help. I'm looking for a friend's house, and I'm not sure how to find the way."
"I'll help you find a cab," I said.
We walked together in the direction of Regent's Park.
"Do you know any men who have the title of baronet?" the strange woman suddenly asked.
"Some," I said, and told her the names of three baronets I knew.
"Ah, you don't know the baronet that I know," she said.
"Who is this baronet?" I asked.
"Don't ask me," replied the woman, very upset. "Don't make me talk about it."
"Do you live in London?" asked the woman as we walked on quickly.
"Yes, but I'm leaving for Cumberland tomorrow," I answered.
The woman smiled.
"Cumberland?" she exclaimed. "I went to school there when I was a young girl.
I knew Mrs. Fairley at Limeridge House, and I liked her very much. I stopped suddenly. I was going to work for the Fairley family in Limeridge House. "Do you know the people who live in Limeridge House now?" I asked. "No, I don't," she replied. "Mrs. Fairley and her husband, Philip Fairley, are dead now." I saw a cab and stopped it. The woman in white got into the cab and reached out to take my hand. "I'm safe now," she said. "Thank you." She leaned forward, spoke quietly to the driver, and the cab drove away. As I walked on, I noticed a policeman walking on the opposite side of the road. Just then, a carriage stopped next to him, and the two men inside started to have a conversation with him. I was very surprised by what I heard.
"Have you seen a woman in white clothes pass this way?"
one of the men asked the policeman.
"No, I haven't seen her, sir," answered the policeman. "If you see her, stop her and take her to this address," the man said.
He gave the policeman a piece of paper.
"She has escaped from an asylum. Don't forget, a woman in white."
The carriage drove away.